there are two things that downstaging 3 allows for. One is the potential for increased sphincter preservation. In the German trial, colostomy rates were halved, and one hopes that is not ever going to be associated with loss of local control. That is, that with the knowledge that someone's gotten chemoradiation therapy, that a surgeon takes unnecessary risks of performing sphincter preservation. It didn't pan out in the German study, but again, 4-year data. Let's see 5 and 10-year data, and also no compromise of sphincter function. The other is, in terms of downstaging, the use of downstaging in clinical trials is very important, because if we now do a rectal cancer study and say we're only going to decide on our next study when we have 5-year survival data, we'll be doing one study every 10 years. If we use, as in colon cancer, 3-year DFS or disease-free survivorship as a surrogate for long-term outcome, if it's true that downstaging a patient to an N0, T0 state is predictive of a better treatment in the long run, well, that would be wonderful for patients in clinical trials. Wonderful for a patient, because you can say, look, in studies, when people have been downstaged, they had a very good long-term outcome. And I think that's a fair statement to make to patients. It's not cheerleading and grandstanding, it's fact. The other is that one can begin to design your next trial based on the data collected at the time of surgery, as opposed to based on data collected 2, 3, and 4 years later in terms of relapse and death. And with newer treatments for metastatic disease, death is fortunately very delayed, so that if someone relapses at a median of 3.2 years and lives 4 years after that, you're talking about 7 or 8 years of follow-up at the very least before you can even hope to see a survival difference. And that's not the only reason we treat people, is to make the median person live longer. It's to make all people do better, not only in terms of their length of life, but their quality of life.